Oh, my. What another beautiful day in Alabama. It's kind of hard to believe that it's the 26th of October, and it's like in the mid-80s outside. Welcome to the show. It's Matt, Lars, Justin doing double time today. Just finished up hosting the Miller's Edge. Appreciate that. And then you just put on a different hat, and now you produce and co-host our show. So, Justin, thanks for that. Are you worn out? Or are you still up for another couple of hours?
No, I feel like I got rolling there. I'm like, let's do three more hours. Let's go.
Well, good for you. I hope that attitude hangs around with you for decades. But anyway, I know that Corey and Christian appreciate what you're doing, and we do as well. So thank you for that. But getting back to the weather, I could use a little bit cooler, but I'm certainly not going to complain. As what was it, Lars? Maybe 8 weeks ago, we were hitting the 100. So I'm okay just as long as Charlotte's okay.
Yes, Charlotte is doing good. We just went for a walk after a morning session of riding. And, of course, she just started barking literally right when you started the show. And I may have to step away for 1 second here.
Well, I understand, but dogs bark. That's just part of their personality. So anyway, you know, this is what you'd call just kind of a so-so, or what do you say in the print business, Lars? This is a middle of the fold. There are a lot of stories, but not one that just leads. And you know why? Mostly. Is it Alabama's off this weekend? So I'm not going to say we're without subject, but I'll say we're without a main subject concerning the University of Alabama, unless you want to go down the punt return aisle. Lars? He may have had to step away. So, Justin, or did you guys just leave me with my wings clipped here?
I'm still here.
No, I'm sorry. I had to take care of a little business there.
Justin. What is it you hear about the punt returning? Because I know on social media this past week, and it's not just this past week, it has been for a couple of weeks in the past, fans have been complaining that Kool-Aid stays away from the ball or either makes a fair catch, and he's, of course, a dangerous guy when he gets his hands on the football. But does he seem a little skittish in fielding? And, Justin, you brought this up in our mini pregame chat. Are we going to see a new guy out there?
Yeah, that's what it seems like. As much as you can take the word of the actual player, Isaiah Bond is saying you'll see him soon returning punts. And I don't think that's a shot at Kool-Aid so much, because you're right, Matt. He's kind of been skittish in fielding the punts and letting them bounce, and it's kind of hurt our offense with field positioning. I have the audio if we want to hear from him real quick.
Sure, let's roll it. Isaiah Bond on returning punts for the University of Alabama.
Hey, Isaiah, just another two-part, but two quick ones. Did you return punts in high school, and are you still working a lot on that here?
Yes, sir, I did. I did do punt return in high school as well. And yes, sir, I am working on punt return as well. Should be seeing me soon.
Well, should be seeing me soon. Well. That sounded like Kool-Aid maybe taking a break. So we'll see that. By the way, I believe that question was posed by Tide 100.9's very own Kerry Clark. So good guy asking a good question. Did you notice it too, Lars, that suddenly Kool-Aid seemed a little standoffish in fielding punts, even fair catching ones that I thought he probably could have gotten to, then it ended up bouncing another 15 or 20 yards?
Maybe Lars had to step away. Do I still have both of you guys?
Yep, you got me.
What's your reading? I'm sorry, guys. I'm discombobulated here because of the stuff that's going on in my house. So Kool-Aid has returned 11 punts this season, and it's been for an underwhelming average of 5.27 yards. Bond is the only other Tide player that's had a return, and he just netted 1 yard against Middle Tennessee in the season opener. Last year, Bond had one punt return for 34 yards against Louisiana Monroe, And in this season, Bond has clearly been the big play wide receiver. He's caught five balls of 20 yards or more, including three that went for a touchdown. And he had a 46-yarder last week on the opening drive against Tennessee, 46-yard touchdown. And so I think they just – I think they want to give him a shot. You know, he's got great speed. He's a track star. He's running a 10.48 hundred. And he claims that he's the fastest player on Alabama's roster. But last year, I mean, Kool-Aid was just unbelievably great in returning punts. He was second in the country, had 21 returns. His average was 15.86. And this year, just, you know, he just hasn't had that same type of production. He's misjudged some punts, letting them land on the ground and they bounce for extra yardage. And, you look at this that, through 8 weeks, Alabama's opponents are averaging 47 yards a punt, Matt. 47
Boy,
yards.
Flipping the field.
And, yeah. And Kool-Aid last week, misjudged two punts, including one that bounced inside the Alabama five. And that was a net of 71 yards.
Yep.
So, you know, I just, and Nick Saban said on the SEC teleconference this morning that that Kool-Aid's first misjudged punt against Tennessee should have been caught, but he said that Jackson Ross, the Tennessee kicker, or the Tennessee punter, puts a difficult spin on the ball because he's those rugby punters, right? Because the ball doesn't travel the same arc or trajectory that it normally would, and so it makes it difficult to catch, but. You know, he did go on to say that he has total confidence in Kool-Aid as the team's starter. And he said, I don't think he has an issue. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of Bond's comment. Maybe there's a switch in the works. Maybe, we'll just find out. Maybe he'll just get, maybe they'll, kind of go back and forth. But clearly it's, what we thought was going to be a strength this year has not. It's actually been a weakness. And, but I mean, they have so much talent with Kool-Aid. Again, he finished second in the country last year in punt returns. Nice. And I can see him being a punt returner at the next level, right? He's going to be a top 10 pick, most likely, probably the first corner off the board. And I would not be surprised at all, you know, if he, kind of assumes like a Pac-Man Jones. He was such a dynamic punt returner. I don't know if Kool-Aid's to that level yet, but I definitely could envision him being a punt returner in the NFL.
It's interesting to just think how it can flip so fast in a year. You know, not all punters are like Ross, which, by the way, they are becoming more and more frequent, and the way they can run to one side, they're, you know, their foot side, like Ross did, they almost like gain another second and then they'll line drive it and try and put it into a gap. And you are right. That's totally different than fielding a punt that turns over at about 45 feet and then comes ripping down like a missile. We've gone into great detail on how difficult it is just to catch the thing.
Have you guys
catch it and run?
Have you guys tried to field punts before?
Oh yeah, we've talked about this in depth, and the laces, among other things, will rip your fingers off.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts
like hell. You know, I tried to do it on the road with the Birmingham Fire a couple of times, and I did it, but I was very weary and in pain afterwards. You think about it. And I'm not going to get too much into mathematics, but a falling object eventually reaches a speed of 110 feet per second. Now, I'm not saying it has had the ability or is high enough to reach that speed. But let me tell you, folks, on the television, it looks like it's kind of floating down. It's not. It's coming down like a rock with edges on it. So, But I still go back to my original question, is how this flips in 1 year. I do not know. But my biggest concern now is, and I'm sure McKinstry probably heard some of the gripes on social media about him not challenging and returning, mostly fair catching and letting bounce. But the concern now is when he's back in punt formation to receive the kick, is he going to be thinking about, all right, I need to make a play. All right, I can't make a fair catch. And then that will make him more mistake prone. Or do you just go ahead and put in Isaiah Bond, which something tells me after that quote we heard from him, we may have a different punt returner against LSU. That's my thought.
Yeah, I agree. And it could be a confidence thing with Kool-Aid. And just imagine how hard it is. Okay, not just to catch the punt, but your eyes need to go kind of go down and up, down. You gotta see what is sort of coming at you. And if it's a return left, it's a return right, return up the middle. It's, there's a lot going on, in that very short amount of time.
Pretty nice debuts in the NBA for Brandon Miller and for Wemby. We'll dig into that. Take a couple of phone calls. Rodax at the bottom of the hour. Got a lot of things going on. This is Big Noon Sports presented by Haley Sansing Union Home Mortgage. Our number 205-342-9905.